Well, we now know the names of the six companies selected to grow medical marijuana in the district. And that decision puts D.C. residents a step closer to being able to purchase marijuana with a doctor's recommendation. WTOP has been going in-depth this week, reporting on how this will affect the region. And joining us live with more is WTOP's Mark Seagraves. We are still quite a ways from being able to walk into a store and get medical marijuana, aren't we?
That's right, Bruce. It may not even happen this year. The Department of Health is optimistic that by the end of this year that that will happen. But there are a lot of things that have to fall into place before then.
Now, a lot of places have had the medical marijuana available. They've become big industries in places, especially in California. Is that what's expected to happen here?
$1 billion industry in the United States so far, estimated to go to $5 billion in the coming years. But D.C. officials did an estimate on how much money they plan on taking in and how many patients would qualify. And in fact, fewer than 1,000 patients they estimate will qualify, because D.C. will have the most strict regulations of who will qualify. Only people with very serious illnesses, glaucoma, HIV, cancer, will they qualify. Whereas in California, if you have a headache, back pain, you can qualify for it there. So they only anticipate bringing in about $500,000 in revenue in the first 4 years of the program.
And this is for district residents only, not for people in Maryland and Virginia who have doctors in D.C.?
That's right. You have to be a D.C. resident. You have to prove your residency. When you buy the marijuana, then you have to transport it directly to your house, and that's the only place you can consume it, unless you're in a hospice or someplace like that that will provide it for you. But yeah, no one outside of the district will be able to come into the district and get it. And even if you are a district resident, you can't transport it outside of the district or even to a park or any place like that.
Fascinating stuff. We've enjoyed the reports. Thank you. WTOP's Mark Seagraves with us.